back to the show. I am Tamara Cherry. I've been in for Evan Bray all week. Wishing Evan a wonderful night tonight on Oilers Ice in Edmonton. He's there along with Regina's morning host, Greg Morgan. They're driving up right now, wishing them. I want to hear about a game seven come Monday. Let's just say that. All right. I want to hear from you on this next segment because it's officially summer. This is the first full day of summer. And this is a time when every weekend becomes the territory of some small town summer bash in Saskatchewan. Not necessarily small towns, but lots of stuff happening in the big cities as well. This weekend is the Windscape Kite Festival in Swift Current. And Moose Jaw, of course, playing host to their hometown fair. I want to hear from you. What is the best summer festival in the province or hometown fair? I've got three little kids here. Give me a call, 1-877-332-8255. My kids are now almost 6, almost 8, and almost 10, and we love road tripping in the summer. So I would love to hear your recommendations on where we should go. Call me, text me, 1-877-332-8255. I got to say, one of our favorite road trips last year, I had a book published last May. So I was on the road a lot, going to different literary festivals, stuff like that. My kids were able to join me for some of it. Others, they couldn't. But one that they were able to join me for was when we went to the Saskatchewan Festival of Words in Moose Jaw. And I got to give a shout out there because it was such a great time. And also just, you know, the city of Moose Jaw, my kids just loved walking down Main Street. They loved going to the Western Development Museum, like just, and I loved it too. They loved the Moose Jaw Spa, which is where we had been put up for a few days. So I don't know, we might head back to Moose Jaw, but I really like to explore other parts of the province as well. So give me a call with your ideas, 1-877-332-8255. Again, 1-877-332-8255. Of course, there are certain things that will bring us out of the province. Today, for example, as I was just mentioning, the host of this very show is on his way to Alberta, but he is forgiven because the Oilers are playing there tonight. I want to know what we should be doing in Saskatchewan this summer. Frank was just telling me that the folk festival in Regina appears to not be happening this year. I don't know what the reason is there. But I have been to that one. I might have been to the one in Saskatoon, too. It's funny because I grew up in Saskatchewan. I left here in my early 20s to move to Ontario, where I worked for about 15 years. And I came back one husband and three kids heavier than when I left during the pandemic. So I'm seeing this province through totally fresh eyes. Now, you know, with the kids home all summer, we've got them in camps for a few weeks, but they're home for most of the summer, and we are looking for ways to keep them busy and also to keep costs down, because it is not cheap flying these days or driving long distances with the cost of gas. We love to stay in Saskatchewan and find little adventures to partake in around this province. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to go to Shelley in Saskatoon first. What are you recommending I take in this summer, Shelley? Oh, do I have Shelley? There you go.
I suggest you take your kids to the North Battleford area. They can take in the Western Development Museum, take them out to Battleford's Provincial Park, very nice beach there, and they can walk up to the lighthouse at Goshen, and it can be a day trip or an overnighter, but that I would suggest. And another festival in Saskatchewan that is really a lot of fun is the Gateway Music Festival out at Bengough, July 26, 27 this year. So we've taken that in a couple times, and it is a lot of fun.
Oh, I love that. And that music festival, do you think it'd be something to bring kids to, or is that more of adult fun?
I think you would enjoy
Might be
that
a babysitter,
more.
Babysitter yes. weekend. Okay, Shelley, I've taken notes. North Battleford, here we come. I think All that right. sounds really cool. Western Development Museum, as I said, we are big fans of the Western Development Museum in Moose Jaw last year, Battleford's Provincial Park. I've driven around that area. I've never really spent time in there, but the thought of checking out a beach there sounds really good to me. All right, Shelley, thank you for your call. I'm going to head now to Susan in Moose Jaw. Moose Jaw, I was just singing your praises, Susan, in Moose Jaw. How do you suggest that we spend our summer? Not just me and my family, but all the listeners out there.
I suggest Sukin and Ship Pioneer Village Museum. They're open now until after the September long weekend. Once a month, they will have a special event. There are more than 50 heritage buildings, complete with as many things in them as can be put. It's run by volunteers. It's continually being updated. It includes an elevator, a grain elevator.
Right. Oh, that would be cool.
It is a couple of hours. You get lots of fresh air, lots of exercise, picnic benches. Bring a lunch, and you can spend a half day, a whole day. The prices are very reasonable. And if you hit a day, a Saturday, they're doing something special, they'll have extra things going on.
Oh, I love that. You know what? I think that one or two of my kids have been there on a day trip with their schools, but I've never been. And it sounds fast. I love that history stuff.
When you go there, look for the cast iron door collection and the barbed wire collection.
What? What are those doing over there? What's the story behind that? Are you aware?
I have no idea. I volunteered there for years. I'm not able to now. I was in one of the buildings. I turned around, and on the wall is, you know, the old-fashioned cast iron stoves?
Yes.
There's a whole collection of the doors on the wall.
Wow.
I didn't think there was that many different kinds of cast iron doors.
The things you learn.
There's a barbed wire collection in there.
That kind of freaks me out. I'm interested to see some of the stories around that, especially as a former crime reporter.
You could go there and you could spend days and still not see everything in there.
Wow.
It's good and it's not expensive to go there. I always recommend bringing a picnic lunch. There are some picnic tables and there's benches, so you don't have to race. It's just a nice leisurely afternoon. There's some souvenirs in the office. And like I say, if you pick a Saturday, usually once a month, they have something special. This Saturday, there's a car show. July, they'll have something. August, they'll have something. And they will end with their threshing bee in September.
I love it. Susan.
It's fantastic.
You sold. There's
a working old-fashioned printing press in there.
A working one?
There is.
Do they use it?
It used to be. You need to know how to use it.
Yeah.
There is also, you know, the Métis people, they had their wagons that they came across with?
Yeah.
There's one of those in there.
Wow.
I turn on and went, wait a minute. That's one of the Métis wagons that they used when they came across. It's just sitting kind of tucked in a corner.
Sounds like a great place to volunteer, too. Thank you for your years of service there, Susan.
I enjoyed it. I was sorry I couldn't, but it is a fantastic place to just take the kids and go check out and just, even if you don't do all of it.
Yes.
Some of it.
And well, you know what? Save a bit for next year, too.
Or the next time you're through Moose Jaw, you got an afternoon,
yeah,
a couple of hours, you go in, you just kind of, oh, I'm going to check out this section. I'm going to check out the theater. I'm going to, that has the Masonic set up in there, or I'm going to check out the, you know, whatever it is. They have a pharmacy. They've got the grain elevator.
Jeez, I'm excited by that grain elevator, and I know my kids will be too. And Susan, I thank you for your call. We're coming up against the break right now, but you know, we've driven so many hours around this province on the highways and looking up at those grain elevators. That would be really cool. Keep your calls coming. 1-877-332-8255. What sort of fairs? What are your favorite summer festivals and fairs in Saskatchewan? I want to hear from you coming up after the break on the Evan Bray Show. I am Tamara Cherry. You can reach me again, 1-877-332-8255. 980 CGME, 650 CKOM. Shining in parts of our province, at least on this first full day of summer. I know when Evan Bray joined us on his way to Alberta today, he was going through North Battleford and said that there was a pretty heavy downpour. But what did he say, Frank? After the rain comes the sunshine or something. Basically, he's saying we're going to Game 7 with the Oilers. We are going to Game 7 with the Oilers. Well, as I mentioned before the break, I've got three little kids. We moved back to Saskatchewan from Ontario a few years ago, and we are totally in like road trip mode during the summer. So I'm looking for ideas. I want you to call in 1-877-332-8255 with your favorite Saskatchewan festivals and fairs. There are still some small town fairs that happen around this province, and I think that is so cool. I'd love to hear from somebody on that. But call me. Tell me where we should be taking the kids. And maybe you've got something that isn't necessarily kid-friendly. I'd like to hear that, too, for the sake of our listeners and for the sake of my husband and I. Sometimes we get a babysitter. 1-877-332-8255. I'm going to the text board because there's lots of great things coming in there. Grasslands National Park is a lot of fun. I've heard that. My, who was it? I think one of my sisters took her kids down to Grasslands National Park and said it was beautiful. A lot of fun. Thank you from whoever sent that in. You didn't include your name. That's okay. Somebody else talking about Moose Jaw. We've heard a few things about Moose Jaw already, and this one about the tunnels in Moose Jaw. So that's interesting. So this person who texted in, again, I don't have your name, but you're pointing out that there is a third tunnel now. My question about that is are they kid-friendly? Because we were going to do one when I was at the Saskatchewan Festival of Words in Moose Jaw last year, and somebody actually kind of warned us against it. They said our kids might get freaked out about it. Sometimes kids don't handle it well. So maybe you've got some thoughts on that. 1-877-332-8255. Of course, Shelley was telling me about in the North Battleford area, going to the Western Development Museum there. I've put that on my list. Battleford's Provincial Park. I hope to hit a beach there. Susan calling about Pioneer Village in Moose Jaw. Susan, she's got like stories for days about her years volunteering there. What a cool place to work. Ashley from Regina is saying that there's an antique tractor pull and bones tournament this weekend in Denzel, Saskatchewan. I've never been to Denzel, Saskatchewan. So I wonder, I need to look that one up on the map, but that sounds really cool. Antique tractor pull. When we lived in Ontario, there was a country store that we used to go to outside of Toronto that was my favorite country store. They had the best apple fritters. That's what they were known for. And they had some antique tractors outside of there that our kids used to climb around on. Oh my gosh. Phone lines are lighting up already for green and white prognostications. Everybody wants to get their predictions in for the game. Guys, I want to hear about all the wonderful Saskatchewan festivals and fairs. Where are we going to be going? And then you can call back again for the green and white prognostications. Though, of course, I'm looking forward to that segment. But going back to the text line, meanwhile, somebody saying Lumsden Duck Derby. It's a blast and a chance to win a quick million. It's September long weekend. Okay, so that could be a nice little last blast of summer before the kids head back to school. Lumsden Duck Derby. I am writing that one down. I've driven through Lumsden a million times. Didn't know that there was a duck derby there. I do now. And my chance to win a quick million. So thank you, whoever sent that in. And somebody else calling or texting in saying you could try the music jamboree at Blueberry Hill Golf Course at Turtle Lake on August 17th. That sounds fun. And, you know, I feel like we had a few people calling from Turtle Lake this week, and I've never been to Turtle Lake. So that could be an absolutely wonderful reason for my first trip there. We might have time to take another phone call. 1-877-332-8255. If you've got something. Otherwise, I know there's people getting their spots in line for the green and white prognostications, and that's okay. I was looking online before this segment. So much stuff happening around this province. The Jamaican Independence Day Summer Festival. Who knew that there was a Jamaican Independence Day Summer Festival in this province? I know now, and I can tell you that it's happening on August 11th at the Western Development Museum in Yorkton, Saskatchewan. That sounds absolutely wonderful. There's also Paradise Hill Summer Bash featuring the Recklaws happening at the Paradise Hill Arena. We've also got, oh goodness, what do we have? The Afro Tribes Music Festival happening at the Viterra International Trade Center at the Real District in Regina. Something I was surprised to hear was that the folk festival is not happening in Regina this year. I wonder if the folk festival is happening in Saskatoon this year. I love all these ideas, guys. All right. Thank you very much for sending them in. You can still add some more to the text board if you want to. I'll be sure to take a look. I've taken a lot of notes here, and I'm going to be going back to my husband because we already have some trips planned. We like to hit up some dinosaur parks on both sides of the Saskatchewan and Alberta border. I think I want to do that again. We've got some trips planned out to Alberta, but you know what? We've got some of our weekends are now filled up now. So thank you. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Of course, coming up after the break, the last segment, last two segments of every week during the summer, green and white prognostications. I want to hear from you. What do you think is going to go down in Mosaic Stadium this Sunday? We were on Ticat territory last week when we just eked by with a win. Will we fare better? Will our, as Belton Johnson was saying, will we kind of cut down on some of those penalties? What do you think is going to happen? Give us a call. Of course, the phone lines are officially open, 1-877-332-8255. Make your prediction. Who's going to win? What will the final score be here on The Evan Bray Show? 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.